USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukraine and Russia once again meet to discuss peace in neutral Turkey on Tuesday, President Zelensky announces a victory for his soldiers fighting the Russian invaders via a translator.
Today, we have good news. Our defenders are advancing in the Kyiv region, regaining control over Ukrainian territory. Irpin was liberated. Well done.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's coronavirus reimbursement fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. London's Metropolitan Police confirmed Tuesday 20 fines will be issued for people who attended lockdown-defying parties at Downing Street in the United Kingdom, but won't identify who receives the fines at British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's residence and offices. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The FBI is offering a reward up to $10,000 for information leading to the location of Naomi Irian, an 18-year-old Northern Nevada woman who's been missing for weeks. Authorities on Friday arrested 41-year-old Troy Driver of Fallon, Nevada, holding him on a kidnapping charge, but the Lyon County Sheriff's Office said Irian was still missing. She was last seen March 12th at a Walmart parking lot in Fernley, Nevada. China continues to face serious pandemic lockdowns.
China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The city lockdown is expected to be conducted in 2 phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a 5-day lockdown on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden on Monday said his remark in Warsaw, Poland, that Russian President Vladimir Putin should be removed from power, reflected his own moral outrage and not an administration policy shift.
Number one, I'm not walking anything back. The fact of the matter is I was expressing the moral outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man, just brutality of it. Half the children in Ukraine, I just come from being with those families. But I want to make it clear, I wasn't then, nor am I now, articulating a policy change. I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it. I don't care what he thinks. Look, here's the thing. He's going to do what he's going to do. Look, given his recent behavior, people should understand that he is going to do what he thinks he should do, period. He's not affected by anybody else, including, unfortunately, apparently his own advisors. This is a guy who goes to the beat of his own drummer. And the idea that he is going to do something outrageous because I called him for what he was and what he's doing, I think is just not rational.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson announced Monday a request for the NASA budget in 2023 to be $26 billion, the largest request for science in the space agency's history. The number is 8% more than the enacted federal spending levels or the appropriations bill from fiscal year 2022. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.